Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great for a Saturday morning. Hopefully, we'll get that little bit of rain coming up later on this afternoon.
Yeah. Is it supposed to start this afternoon?
This evening, they were so on spot and spot on with El Nino. Let's see what happens with this little storm we have coming through. But we can hope for some rain.
There you go. Turn off your water. Those are all those things, you know. I was just talking to them. Like, it's supposed to rain this weekend, so definitely turn your water off. Don't waste any more water. Anyways, I'm so glad that you are all here. Thank you so much for all of your phone calls last week. And, I just continue to kind of grieve through the loss of my mom. We had her memorial last Sunday, and I still feel like I'm in a dream, but we're going to go on. And I've never really dealt with this before. So you walk and you breathe and you walk and you breathe and you keep showing up to everything that you have planned. And that's all I know how to do. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to start off with a little bit of a motivational today. One is, the only person you should try to be better than is the person you were yesterday. And we all have to just look at ourselves and really just see how we're doing. Are we showing up the way we really want to? Are we being the person that we are? Are we authentically looking at our life and being that person? That's what this life's all about. And, for that, that's what I try to do every single day. For anybody that's just starting their day in a positive way, waking up here on the brighter side of life with the Kim Pagano Show, I'm so grateful that you're here. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Today we've got our recovery show, and our recovery show is really, it's starting to really grow. And of course, Sherry Gaba helps me on that show, co-hosts with me on that show. And also, of course, it's sponsored by SOBA Recovery in Malibu, but they're everywhere now. So I just want to really give a big shout out. But if there's any recovery places out there, or any therapists, or anybody that really wants to be a part of that show, or any of our shows, please call us. And when I say call us, I want to give you the number that's going to get you into all of our shows. And that number is 805-419-0008. All right. We have a great show for you today. And of course, I do want to remind you that to stay connected with us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also on our podcast. And our podcast is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So definitely you can find us there. Our first guest this morning is Trisha Rapaport, and she is one of the cast members in the upcoming performance of Forbidden Broadway, and that is over at the beautiful Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside. Little bit of a drive, but so worth it. There's like a beautiful old town there, and it's just a whole destination. Also joining us today is Esther Perlman, and she's the author of It's Not Easy Being a Woman. And then A Face is a Face is a Face. So lastly, we'll be talking with Hollywood's gift guru, Lash Ferry. And oh my God, I have to tell you, you know, if everybody watched the Oscars last weekend, it was a pretty good show. Probably not my favorite, but you know, I'm a little political right now because of everything going on. But anyways, Lash always gives amazing gifts, and that's his whole business from distinction. So definitely, I'm excited to have you join us again. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and I'd love to have you call in. A big shout out, really quick, to our winners last week, Carmen and Michelle and Judy. And every week we pick people also off of our Facebook too. So Tom, you want to talk about our great giveaways this week?
We have Pete's Breakfast House. Kim, have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Midtown Cafe 2, grab a local organic beverage or pastry on your way to work at 2991 Loma Vista Road in the beautiful city of Ventura. Also, the Bain Cafe, and they are there for a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. Find a little sparkle to brighten your day from Vivi Jewelry, and we have Shen Yun. Experience a divine culture, incredible music, spirit of a lost civilization. You must see this. It's going to be in Thousand Oaks at the Cavalier Theater, and that is happening March 22nd and 23rd. So those are the prizes. Oh, what about this one? The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and that is at the Rubicon Theater. Beautiful Rubicon Theater, and that is running through March 20th, another great play put on by the Rubicon.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. And I'm going to start off with, how about some Shen Yun tickets? Let's just go right there. Those are happening, and I see them all over the place. They're doing a great job of really marketing it, but it's a whole divine culture experience. So call in right now for your tickets at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Trisha Rapaport. And Trisha, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
How
Hello.
Are you? Good.
I'm very good. Thank you.
Did I get your name close?
Yeah, it's Trisha Rapaport.
Rapaport. Okay.
Yay, you did very fine.
Okay.
It's all good.
Oh, good. So tell us a little bit about who you are and you know, some of your experiences. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you. Well, I am, my name is Trisha Rapaport. I'm an actress in Forbidden Broadway. We'll be there next weekend. And I'm currently here in Brooklyn, New York, where I reside and have been living here for 16 years, but I come from Orange County, California.
Oh, okay.
Where I was raised. I was born in Sacramento, California, but I was spent most of my childhood in Southern California, and particularly Orange County.
Oh, nice.
So I know Orange County very well. I grew up in the Fountain Valley area for the first part of my childhood, and then we moved down to San Clemente. And then I went to, moved up to LA to go to college at UCLA, where I got a music degree. And then I moved, I spent about 3 years on a cruise ship called Crystal Cruises as their lead vocalist. And then I moved to New York.
Wow. How is New York?
Broadway.
How is New York?
It's great.
Is it?
New York is wonderful. It's crazy. And it keeps me on my toes.
I love it. I love it. How old were you when you first started?
Well, I started performing probably around the age of 8 in school plays and got the acting bug very early.
Now,
my first professional job was working in the stage shows at Disneyland.
Oh, I love it.
So
the happiest place on earth, right?
About 18. Excuse me?
I said the happiest place on earth.
Exactly. The happiest place. I loved working there. I met some of my best friends there that I'm still in touch with.
So. Isn't that great? Wow.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, I know that March 12th, right, is the first show, and we've got a 2 p.m. that we actually are giving out some tickets for, and I'd love people to call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number and say, I want to go to Forbidden Broadway at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside. Let me ask you a question. What are we going to find? Tell us, what's your role?
My role in the show, well, there's 4 actors, 2 women, 2 men, and a pianist. So there's only 5 performers on stage at any given time. So it's a very small show, but we cover every Broadway show you can possibly imagine. And we just basically make fun of Broadway.
So comedy.
Yes, the comedy, 100%. Comedy.
Wow.
It's, I like to describe it as the Saturday Night Live of Broadway.
I love it. That should be really fun. Okay.
Yeah, so it's all vignettes, sketches, songs, spoofing Broadway musicals.
Wow.
And so we do, like I said, we do everything from Phantom of the Opera to Les Miserables to Matilda to Once to The Book of Mormon. I mean, those are just some of the shows we will be making fun of on Saturday.
Wow. Okay. So what is the plot of Forbidden? You know, I mean, what makes it different from any other play that you've been in?
Well, it's a review, which if you're not familiar with that term, a review is basically a conglomeration of several different shows. So there isn't a set plot. I guess our main goal is to make you laugh through impersonations and wonderful send-ups of all these very popular and beloved Broadway shows.
How fun.
So there isn't necessarily a plot, but it is like, you know, you watch Saturday Night Live and you see different vignettes and sketches.
Well, I love that because it just kind of sends your brain back to, you know, the different spots. You know, it's like Saturday Night Live. You think of the big chair and her sitting there and that's the truth, you know. So, yeah, I love it. Where can people, our listeners, go and find out more information about Forbidden Broadway and purchase tickets if they don't win them here?
They can just Google ForbiddenBroadway.com, and it will give a whole history of the show and all the different characters we do impressions of. You know, we always love to do lovely impersonations of all the Broadway divas, from Carol Channing to Julie Andrews to Liza Minnelli and Barbara Streisand.
Mm.
And so an audience will see impressions of those wonderful divas, and then they will also just learn, they can learn more about the history of the show, and it's been running for over 30 years.
I love it. Let me ask you really quick, and I know we're at the very end, what makes it rewarding for you? Is it when everybody applauds,
it's every one of us that has been a part of Forbidden Broadway, we love the challenge because each of us will play anywhere between 8 to 12 different characters in one given show, and the show's constantly changing.
I love it.
We have so much material, new material, old material, and we always just kind of put the show together and cater it to the audience that we are performing for.
I love it.
So that's what makes it great for me. It's just always a challenge, and I love to sing and act, and So I get to do that.
Well, I am so excited to get to see this, and I hope I get a chance to meet you out there. I'm going to send a bunch of people out there. We've got 5 pairs of tickets. I know we've given away a couple already. I'm going to throw that out there right now again at 805-419-0008. We are giving away Forbidden Broadway tickets, and of course, that's over at Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside. Thank you so much, Trisha. I hope you share our show with everyone. And if you're on Facebook, like our show, and so we can share
for
you.
Sure.
You got it.
I
all right.
Will.
Thank you. So and go break a leg.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You got it. Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Esther Perlman, and she is the author of 2 books, It's Not Easy Being a Woman, and A Face is a Face is a Face. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. We've got some Shen Yan tickets. We've got the play that we were just talking about, and that's The Forbidden Broadway. And I'm going to throw in Pete's Breakfast House right now, too, at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is really looking to the brighter side of everything you do in life. I do want to do a big shout out to not to miss Ventura's Waters, Water Take Number One Film Awards on March 24th at the Downtown Ventura Center Century 10 Movie Theater. And the ceremony aims to create awareness of water as a valuable resource by inviting filmmakers locally and worldwide to submit films addressing the topic of water. And this year's theme is Watch, Collaborate, and Sustain. And we definitely want to invite you. That, again, is March 24th down at Downtown Ventura Century 10 Movie Theater. All right. And I want to thank them for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. I'm telling you, if it starts raining, make sure all your water's turned off. There's nothing more embarrassing than having your sprinklers turn on when it's raining. At least I think so. And it's wasteful. And we're all trying to do our part, and that's what it's all about. So, again, our next guest, Esther Perlman, is here with us, and she's the author of It's Not Easy Being a Woman, which I could vouch for that, and also A Face is a Face is a Face. Esther, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm married and have 3 children and 2 grandchildren. I shouldn't tell you how old they are.
That's okay.
Then you know how old I am.
That's okay. Is age a big thing for you?
Huh?
Is age a big thing for you?
Well, you know, if you want to take yourself a little more seriously, you can't look like your age. And you have to kind of look younger and act younger, I think. And, you know, like getting a job is very difficult. I met someone who had 40 years of experience at L.A. Schools, UCLA, and she still hasn't got any insurance.
And she hasn't gotten it. She hasn't gotten what?
She never got insurance because she worked part-time for all those years. So she's having a tough time, and she has all those qualifications. And I think it's so unfair that women are treated not professionally, or look down on, and they're like one of the jobs that I'm gonna do art, and so I took my art to a store, you know, a rug and drape store, and the guy said to me, "I like your art, but every time you bring your art, you have to talk dirty to me." So yeah. That was not very cool.
That you had to talk dirty to him?
Yes, for me to bring my art and have my art in his store.
Hmm. Okay, so that's obviously the wrong store. That's not where I would want to represent. You know, I have a different way of looking at things, and I don't know if you've kind of looked me up or anything. I'm a hair therapist, okay? And I really believe that you have to show up who you want to be. So if you are out there in the world looking a little frumpy, or, you know, maybe you put on a little bit of weight, as we all do in our middle, you know, age, you know, you have to dress appropriate for whatever you're showing up to in life. And so, you know, I mean, that's the different, if you're going to kind of talk about men as opposed to women, you know, men could show up in a nice suit, but if they show up frumpy, they're going to be looked down too. Don't you agree?
I do agree. Well, but you know, women have to have a lot more effort in their appearance. They have to look good enough to be like be in the working force. They have, but if they look too sexy, they are perceived as a sex pot or something like that.
Well, but you could dress classy.
Yeah.
Classy, and you know. So, anyways, what are we going to find in your book? It's Not Easy Being a Woman. Is this kind of where we're leading into right now?
Well, it's all the funny things that have happened to me, and I did extra work in the movies, and I was a dance teacher, and so I wrote about funny things and people that have said weird things to me, and then I also my husband. You know, there's always miscommunication, and he'll be leaving the room while he's telling me something. Like he told me, send a condolence card to Paul's wife about his mother passed away. So I sent to another Paul's wife the card, you know, and so it was, it's so weird that, you know, people don't communicate, and they're not clear, or they're leaving the room while they're talking to you.
My husband says I do that all the time. Just as he's walking out the door, I think of one more thing to tell him. And then he's like, seriously, could you tell me when I'm there? Well, he's walking out. So that's when I think about it, you know?
Yeah, I just have, it's like whatever is important to you. And then, of course, anything most of the time is not important because they don't think that you need to spend the money for that or...
Well, men look at things so differently. I think that's where we, you know, got all those men are from Mars, women are from Venus, right?
Yeah.
But let me ask you, so how many books have you written?
Well, my first book was called A Children's Question Book, where I did the art, and then we did poetry. I worked with Melanie Girard. And then the second book was Oh Canada, where I went to Canada with my husband and wrote about Canada and then did pictures and wrote about the funny things, you know, with... You know, we were in a tour with all these different people. And so, you know, getting along with everybody for 2 weeks, you know, is a big job. And then I wrote Someone I Love is in the Hospital. Grandpa's in the hospital. And my husband was in the hospital. So I did pictures of all the nurses and all the things that went on as a child. It was his reaction. He felt that he caused the... attack for his grandfather. So, I mean, that was another book. And then started the series It's Not Easy Being a Woman, and then It's Not Easy Being a Woman, Volume 2, and then Esther Unleashed, and then I wrote a book with my son called Cute Little Donkeys. I went to Brazil and with a tour, and I met a woman who had her own donkey farm. So I thought, what a cute idea, write a book about that. So I did with my son. He wrote the poetry, and then I did the pictures. And then this last book is called A Face is a Face is a Face, which is pictures of different people's faces. And I have 101 faces, and it's a very cute book. And then it has little captions with each picture. And the idea of a face is a face is a face is that people look at the face, and they should look at other things besides the face. And like if they have a pretty smile or pretty eyes or pretty skin, and especially you, you probably know all this stuff already. But they should look at people inside and out, not just the face, because the face...
Well, the face is just the transportation that we've been given.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as a hair therapist, I always, you know, when I have people come in and sit down, I always go, what do you love about yourself? And they could tell me, I could tell you 99.9. They always tell me all the stuff they don't like. And then I'm like, okay, now really? And so then I have to go, well, guy, you've got beautiful eyes, or, you know, you've got a great smile, or, oh my God, your cheekbones or your facial, you know, and then it's like kind of like a flower that just opens up, you know, because a lot of us can't see our own beauty. We only see either things that, you know, people have told us that weren't good, or, you know, our nose is too big, or this, or, you know, the kind of all of our imperfections. And that's where I have really concentrated on looking at, you know, the best, the brighter side of what we all have, and making our transportation our best. Because so many people are, you know, they either want to be skinnier, they want to be taller, they want to be shorter, they want to, you know, I mean, we're never happy. And so people want straight hair if they have curly hair, you know, and I'm like, what about working with what you already have and making it your best? And that's really been my gift of, you know, let's just make what we already have our best.
Yes.
And
one girl told me, she said, well, what is the best part of your body? Oh, then you should, you know, show that. Like if you have nice legs, or if you have nice arms or nice neck or something, that should be maybe at your vocal point. But I don't know.
I mean, why not enhance it, you know, if it's respectful and it's going to, you know, enhance your life and you feel good about it, you know, but I don't know, you know, in the very again, and I know we're almost at the end of our interview here, but I wanted to ask you, you know, you talked a lot about, or you mentioned about age, and, you know, I just have to tell you, some of my most favorite people, are older, and I feel like they've got so much wisdom, and it's called life skills. And so I think that you should honor your age, and any of the, you know, men or women right now, honor your age. Those are like, you've got a whole disc of files that, that you've been collecting this whole time for your life. And to me, that's what's really important.
Yes. Well, I was at the airport, and, you know, they check everything, and then you're not supposed to have a hat on. I always wear a hat, but you know, and if you're a certain age, you can not have to wear your shoes. I mean, you can leave your shoes on.
Correct.
But since I'm a certain age, I left my shoes on, and the guy got mad at me because he thought I was younger.
Well, what
so then I had to show him my ID to show how old I was.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a positive thing.
Yes, I think so. Well, Esther, I enjoyed talking with you. And you know what? I think age is just a number. And, you know, go and make yourself look amazing. And, you know, think that it won't be as easy being a woman. It will be easy. Enhance your life, right?
Oh, thank you.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that if you're on Facebook or anything, share our show with everyone out there and like our show.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kim.
You got it. Bye. All right. All right. Well, we are... gosh, we've got one more interview here, and we're going to be talking with Lash Ferry. And Lash Ferry is, he is actually the Hollywood gift guru for all of the big parties out there. And of course, he is part of the Oscar party. And so he, I'm telling you, all the great gifts that he gave to everybody. In fact, I was able to get one of those nominee bags myself. So in the last 5 years, I've been doing this, and it's, of course, from Distinctive Assets is Lash's company, and everybody wins, and that's really his theme. It's called Everyone Wins, and again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. I feel nice. Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about everything and anything that can value our lives every day in every way. And again, I can't believe as we were starting our show right now that it is that time of the year where the Oscars are happening this weekend. And so exciting, and of course, joining us to talk about the Hollywood gift guru is Lash Ferry. And Lash, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, so you are amazing, first of all. I have to tell you, all the great things that you put in everybody's bags and swag bags and celebrities. I mean, talk to us a little bit about, for anybody that doesn't know who you are from last year and the year before, what are all these nominees going to be getting this year?
Well, this is my 14th year putting together this Everyone Wins gift bag, which is meant as a tribute to all these amazing nominees in the major categories. And it's something I independently do. I'm not affiliated in any way with the Academy, but much like those legendary designers who give their gowns and jewels to the nominees to wear on the red carpet, everyone wants to be a part of Hollywood's biggest night. And, you know, these are actors and directors who gave us such amazing performances. So we just wanted to make sure that whether they win or lose an Oscar on Sunday night, they will be winners when it comes to the gift department.
I love that. You know, that's a lot like my show is, you know, when people call in, it's a win-win. And that's what life's all really about. And I know in the past you've had some amazing things that you give out. And let's talk a little bit about what's in this year.
Sure. I'm particularly proud of the amazing diversity of products that we have this year. So, you know, we always have a handful of fantastic trips, and this year is no exception. We have ExploreIsrael.com that's offering a 10-day all-inclusive vacation worth $55,000. And Walk Japan is giving them a full buyout of one of their unique off-the-beaten-path walking tours that's worth $54,000. One of my favorite companies in the world is Halo Purely for Pets. And they're not only launching their brand new freeze-dried Kiblets product, but more importantly, they're once again giving the nominees the opportunity to make a 10,000-meal donation to an animal shelter of their choice. And in the past, we've had so many nominees who have taken advantage of helping Halo Feed It Forward. We've donated almost 100,000 meals to various shelters and rescues, which I'm very, very proud of. My M&M's is doing personalized chocolate candies, and they'll also be able to customize their own M&M's for a future special event to make it even more memorable. For Leonardo DiCaprio, he was the inspiration for this next gift. We have the Haze Dual V3 Vaporizer, which is the only dual chamber vaporizer on the market. And in my opinion, no gift bag would be complete without amazing beauty products and skincare. So we have two signature products from Healing Saint by Dr. Jane 360. We have Kaolion, which is a new skincare company doing their ultimate pore care gift sets. And get this, Lazora is giving them a lifetime supply of their all-natural, all-in-one skin nourishment, and it includes Pu'er tea. And if you haven't seen the Dr. Oz episode talking about the miracles of Pu'er tea, you have to have your listeners check that out.
Wow, some great stuff there. So tell us, again, Lash Berry, if anybody's just joining us right now, I'm telling you, he is like, he just makes everyone wins at the nominee gift bag. And so you've been doing this for 14 years. It's how do all these people come on board with you?
We work on this year-round. So we actually already have about a dozen or so products and services who want to be part of next year's gift bag. You know, they either missed the deadline this year, or they couldn't get the product here in time, or their product got stuck in customs. In fact, we had one of my favorite items that we almost didn't get to include this year. It's called Vitris. And these are handmade luxury Swiss eyewear that they customize for each of the nominees. They even etch their name into it. They have diamonds. The pair that I'm looking at that you can't see is worth $17,000. It's got diamonds on the lenses. But they, you know, it's a year-round endeavor, and my team is working on it. We're pitched by brands. I'm always looking for new and unusual things. I'm always looking for great skincare. I'm looking for companies like Halo who give back. We're looking for vacation packages. So, you know, I believe more is more. You never know what someone's going to like when you give them a gift bag. So I just like to have lots of things. They can keep what they like. They can share with others what they might not like for themselves. And it's just sort of a full cycle of giving and receiving.
Now, this year, Lash, are they going to have any blow dryers in there? You know, I do hair, and oh my God, some of my favorite have been in there.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea that you did hair. So I am going to for sure send you the most incredible new hair tools. It's called Tools by Gina. It uses pure infrared technology so that instead of applying heat directly to the hair, it steams the hair, so it adds luster and moisture instead of drying it out and damaging it, and they're getting some of those tools by Gina. So I will for sure send some of those your way.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I'm all about hair therapy, and so that's what I do. But I've always just, you know, all the stuff that you put in there is just such a great assortment, but it's so, you could tell it's all detailed.
It is detailed, and one of my other favorite things about doing gift bags, whether it's for this or the Grammys, which I just did a couple of weeks ago, is also just sort of giving a nod to people that I care about and that I believe in. You know, for example, we have a 15-year-old chef prodigy named Kai Kanai. She happens to be LL Cool J's niece. That's how I was introduced to her. She catered my holiday party. She's doing a 9-course tasting menu for the nominees, and this girl is so talented and so full of joy in life that if you live in LA and you need someone to cook for you, you have to check out Kai Kanai.
I love it. I love it. I'll be all over that one. So let me ask you a question, okay? So, you know, you have all these different things that you are giving away, and yet this is something that you do for many parties, correct?
Not so much parties anymore. We do the Grammy after party.
Okay.
Is really the only party I do. And I used to do that. So you are correct that I used to do parties and
that
stuff.
That you used to. Okay.
Now I focus mainly on connecting brands with celebrities at events that celebrities are involved in and or charity events that celebrities are involved with.
Okay, perfect. So you've definitely moved to that full direction there. But let me ask you, when everybody gets these, what are they most excited about?
You know what? It's a great question, and I wish there were just like a set answer, but just like giving gifts is very personalized, receiving gifts is very personalized. So what somebody responds to is completely individual. Julia Roberts, a few years ago when she was nominated, the only gift certificate that she redeemed was the Halo meal donation. You know, she didn't take any of the trips or, you know, any of that. She cared about giving back.
Right.
A lot of the ladies, I think, love the skincare and the things that help keep them in shape and help them looking good, like the hydroxycut gummies. And then the guys tend to gravitate more towards the tech stuff and also the booze. We always have very, very amazing alcohol in the gift bag in case they need to drown their sorrows after they didn't win an Oscar. So we have Mezcal El Silencio in this particular gift bag and also a lovely sparkling wine from Green Hill Vineyards.
Oh, you do such a great job, and I love the whole theory of everyone wins. Again, where do we find out more about you, and where can all of our listeners find out more?
It's so easy. Just go to my website, which is distinctiveassets.com.
Okay, Lash Fairy, again, what a pleasure, and can't wait to, you know, really share this with everybody and continue, and I look forward to next year because it just comes around to the next one.
Yes, it'll be here before you know it. I look forward to our date next year.
You got it. I love it. All right, thank you so much.
Sure,
take
bye-bye.
Care.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm so excited. I just had a friend that just walked in. She's going to be on our next hour. And so I hope that you stay with us. Of course, Lydia Cornell and from Too Close for Comfort. I mean, there's so many to mention. And it's interesting. As we walked in, I'm like, we know each other. You know,
that's
it's funny how many people you meet in this world. And you actually met me with, I had a great picture with you and my mom. And
oh, God
yeah.
bless your mom. God
yeah,
bless
so
you.
She loved you. She was so excited to meet you.
Oh, I loved her.
So welcome, Lydia, and thank you so much for being here.
Tell us
a little bit about what you're doing and who you are.
Well, I'm a comedian, and I am a recovery expert, and I turn every tragedy into comedy. That's my, for some bizarre reason, everything happens to me.
Okay, so this is why it's just not by coincidence in any way, because, you know, I try to look at the brighter side of life.
Yeah.
And you know, comedy, my dad always said, just find a little bit of humor in something and it'll be better.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's, oh, my God. If I don't end up laughing at myself, usually, because I can behave like an idiot, but I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because at least it cracks me up. No matter what's going on in my life. Even my mother, by the way, mentioning your mother, I'm taking care of my mother and my stepdad, who suddenly started just falling down. My mother fractured 3 vertebrae and broke her hip. But we try to cheer her up with laughing. I mean, I actually laugh at her sometimes, which isn't doesn't go over too big.
But, no, I'm sure. But I know. Yeah.
They're really adorable. They're precious. And I'm cherishing the time I have with them.
Take it from me. Mine God was unexpected. You. And although I look at it and I, you know, Tom, how many times did I bring my mom in here? You know, I mean.
Frequently. Yeah, she was in a lot.
I did. And obviously you met her at the animal shelter gala. I brought her there. She's so passionate about animals. And in fact, I have her dog. Now and
oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, and they're the I feel like I'm loving my mom through her animals.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's the
there
most
is no
amazing
death. There no. is no death.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I'm sure I'm in that shock part right now, but I'm like, Mom, where are you? And she's so spiritual. I'm like, talk to me, you know. Yeah. And so I'm waiting for her to, you know.
You know what's weird? A friend of mine whose brother died, he was a Navy SEAL and he was blown up by a landmine in Iraq. The family was on Laguna Beach, on the beach, all in a prayer circle, on 3 months after he died. I think it was his birthday. And they just pray, they just said out loud, I wish we knew he was okay. And they weren't into the occult. They didn't believe in any signs or anything. And a seal, an actual sea lion, he was a Navy SEAL, a sea lion paddled over to their circle
and
from
said,
the rocks.
Yeah.
It was so, they all got
surreal.
Chills.
Yeah. You
the
know
God's
what's
shot,
interesting? Well, my oldest daughter has I have a new grandson. I have three now. And we have a weird thing that we've always thought of as ladybugs. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the day before my mom passed away, there was a ladybug. I was shopping and this ladybug's in the store. Okay. On my purse. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking it was my grandmother. Okay. And so we have this weird thing. I know it's like crazy. People are probably going to go, Kim, seriously. But in my old house where I lived, there was a big ladybug. And then when my grandmother, my husband's aunt passed away, there was one ladybug. Then there was another ladybug. My grandmother passed away. And then I lost my baby, and there was another baby.
Oh, how bizarre.
And when I moved, they all came to my new house. And
I
so
love it.
When my mom passed away, my daughter was in Florida. And she's like, oh, my God, Mom, there's two ladybugs here. And I just had to believe
of course.
Yeah. You know, I mean, whatever we believe in, I don't know.
I really believe that your thoughts create your reality. And what you believe in is the way it speaks to the universe speaks to you.
Yeah.
The source of love speaks to us through our imagination, through beautiful humor. For me, it's humor. Everything is hilarious. I have an amazing supernatural God shots, I call them. It's not religious, but this synchronicity in the universe where everything
Well, I
itself.
Don't think it's by accident
it's
you
love.
Just walked in here because I'm telling you, I have your picture with my mom.
Oh, my
gosh. And I believe all the right people show up all the time. And I love that.
And everything's on time.
Yeah. So what are you doing right now? And I want to go actually back to Too Close for Comfort because, oh, my God, that was
Ted
one
Knight.
Of my I know. Ted what a Knight. Great show. And
well,
so,
I was also in Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David.
Another great show.
And I learned from all the greats. I've worked with the greatest comedians. Audrey Meadows from The Honeymooners played my grandmother on Too Close for Comfort.
Right.
I worked with Selma Diamond, Lou Jacoby, Ray Middleton. Broadway actors, Broadway stars. I worked with. Then I did all those action adventure shows in the 80s. Hunter, A-Team, Knight Rider.
Oh, my gosh.
I did Five Love Boats, Three Hotels, Simon and Simon. I felt like I was always running, jumping out of a race car or a Ferrari.
You know, my son races.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he actually just won the two biggest races of the world.
No way.
Yeah, so we were actually out here, Tom, in Ventura last week, and he's testing out there now. But yeah,
well, I'm going to be at NASCAR March 20th in Fontana in the pit with the military mom Leanne, whose son was assassinated in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going with her.
We have front row tickets and infield tickets that we always go to. That yeah, okay.
So I write comedy. I'm writing a book, which I shouldn't say the title yet, but
no, go ahead.
One of my log lines is all human suffering is caused by Victoria's Secret. Sorry.
Okay, or Barbie.
Or
right?
Barbie.
I'm gonna add that to your, you know, Barbie.
Barbie's now becoming a little more chubby, I heard.
I Thank heard God. That, yeah, because all these little girls have such a...
But I like to mentor teen girls, and I work in recovery with younger people that are trying to stay sober, because I have 21 years in that.
Congratulations.
I found my brother's body, you know, in 21 years ago, and my son was born.
Really?
So it was the most devastating time of my life, but at the same time, I stayed sober through that. And some amazing things happened through that one day. It's in my book, a lot of kind of amazing things happened through the process. But I don't believe anything happens, I think everything happens for a reason.
Oh, I totally believe that. Yeah.
If you just stay still and breathe and realize the sky isn't falling right now, right now, if you live in the present moment, that's where it starts to expand. You can't live a moment in the future and a moment in the past.
Right.
Because that you're not in the present moment and you're not appreciating. And the minute you start appreciating what's around you, it starts to interact with you. Talk about my brother died and butterflies were around me that summer.
Mm.
And when I went through a devastating divorce, these butterflies, I know it sounds really
bizarre. No, I got the ladybugs, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then I had this amazing thing happen where I stayed still long enough to appreciate everything around me. And then it started interacting with me and it gave me beautiful gifts came out of it. And there's a longer story there. I don't want to go into it right now. But it might take too much time.
I want to have you back. And
the universe
and
wants playmates. It wants to play with us. It wants to give us our dreams if we'll just stay still and appreciate it.
Wow.
That's kind of
so
what I got.
So what are you working on right now?
Okay, I'm doing a show for Discovery. We might put it on Discovery Channel. We're weighing the options. With NASA JPL, with a physicist there, on consciousness and material reality. And I'm inventing some things. I have some textiles. I'm working with young female engineers and scientists to create these.
That's a whole different
ballgame. It's a whole different thing because I love young women working in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and art, so STEAM. I'm also on the board of directors of Space Horizons, which is to help young women in high schools go into engineering and science and to learn to use their wits. We have to stop thinking we're defined by our beauty and our looks, because I was a sex symbol.
I know. Do you know, that's interesting. Our last, two interviews before on the same show, we were talking about it's hard to be a woman.
Yeah.
And actually, let me give you exactly the name. Yeah, it's not easy being a woman. And she talked about aging. And I was like, age is just a number.
Yeah.
You know, I get that sometimes we feel like gravity kind of, you know, taking a.
Yeah.
Right? But you know what? Look how beautiful you are.
I just
you
ate
met my mom,
popcorn.
How beautiful she was. That's what it's all about, you know, is really honoring your beauty, honoring who you are, your journey. And knowing that you're just putting more files in your life.
Except women have never achieved as much as men have because we spend too much time putting on makeup. I've just suddenly realized I went to 8 red carpet events the past 2 weeks. The Grammys, the Oscars, 3 parties around the Oscars. I was at a beautiful estate.
I'm going to follow you from now on.
Yeah. I was with David Foster and John Voight at a beautiful estate. And I'm always having to look good. But they're allowed to have a little graying at the temples.
What the heck is that about? I know.
It's this plot to keep us thin and insecure, which is what my movie's about.
Oh, I like it. And you know, I'm a hair therapist, right?
Are you?
Yes. Okay, so I'm a hair therapist.
Oh,
and that's what I was telling her is people walk in, sit in my chair, and I go, what do you love about yourself? And they look like I'm talking a different language. They don't love anything until I start to bring it out of them. And I'm like, oh, my God, beautiful eyes, beautiful smile, beautiful, right? And they're like, oh, okay, you know, it's like we need to believe in our transportation that we've been given.
Exactly.
And honor it through our beauty and honor it through our journey.
Yes.
And so,
and stop bashing each other. Yeah. Women.
I'm all about that. I started a women's support group.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love women. I want to help empower women.
And that's what it's all about. We need to team up together, not to, you know, bash ourselves down.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
All women are beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, we are almost at the end of our show. And of course, Lydia is going to be on our next show, of course, with Joni Fagan. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're going to be talking about 3 blonde moms. I could fit in there, don't
best.
You think?
Joni's hilarious.
Oh, I love her. I love her. She actually met my mom, too. And again, you know, it's all about the brighter side of life in everything that we do. And so I do want to remind you that if you've missed any part of our show, that you can go to our iPod, and that's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And not only that, when we come back, we're going to talk with Joni Fagan. Of course, Lydia Cornell is going to be staying with us. And we've got tickets to 3 Blonde Moms, which is going to be coming up. Also, we are going to be talking with Jane Bryant Quinn about her new book, How to Make Your Money Last. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we've got Christina Henteleff, and she's the spokesperson for Vivi Jewelry. Oh, my God, a beautiful line of jewelry. And how you could actually make some extra money doing Vivi Jewelry and be your own spokesman. So with that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I would love you to stay on for our next hour. And I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.